guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
That includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful and consult your doctors. Guys, we all need our vitamins after surgery, regardless of what you think.
Yes.
It's a must.
Yes. So why not choose the easiest and the best tasting in the community?
Seriously, it's ProCare, guys. ProCare is so delicious. I use their chewable for over a year. That's how I know.
Yes. And I love their capsules.
Yes.
Love them. They're once a day. I take them at night. Yes. The calcium chews. They have mocktail ones.
So go over to procarenow.com and use our code OSLP to save some money. Guys, how do you get better prepared for your weight loss journey? Duh, by getting all the guesswork out of your portion control.
And Ubud does that for you. They make portion control products like plates, bowls, portion containers, and even flatware. And they're porcelain, which means that they are oven, dishwasher, and microwave safe. No plastic.
Yeah. So go get your Ubud containers now. My goodness. So you can either go to our link in our bio or you can just go over to their website. It is ubahome.co. And that is ubahome.co and use OSLP for a discount.
Are you feeling lost, alone, maybe a little unsupported in your bariatric journey?
Well, if you are, we have a great resource for you. It's called the Tribe Membership, and they have support groups every single day with experts in their field who also had bariatric surgery. Comes with journal prompts, workouts, and recipes. You name it, they got it.
You'll never feel alone again once you join the Tribe. Now go over to thesleevedietitian.com and use code
WELCOME BACK OSLP FAMILY. Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And you guys know we have an award show coming up.
We do. Every year we're going to be having an award show.
And so just get prepared. We're going to hear, you're going to hear about it
all the fucking time.
All the time.
And we are stoked because nominations are even in. And for those that don't know, the actual award show is called Just Be You Bariatric Awards.
Yes. So. And it is going to be in Washington, D.C. this year at the Howard, beautiful Howard Theater. So y'all need to go buy your tickets right now. They just go to jbyawards.com. And all the information is right there
at your fingertips. And if you go to rsleevelifepodcast.com, you can actually sign up for our newsletter, and it's going to give you all updates on JBY, what we're up to. And they even get like sneak peeks on things. So get over there.
Yeah.
Get over there.
Yes. The other people that get sneak peeks and special perks.
Our favorite people,
which are our benchies.
Yes.
We have a Facebook support group called The Winner's Bench. And if you go over to patreon.com/OSLP, you can sign up, pick the Winner's Bench tier or higher.
Yes.
And then you get admitted into there. You will get a little note from us that gives you all of the information.
Yeah. And they even get a discount code for the award show.
They do, for their tickets.
Yeah. So always look into Patreon, because that is the easiest way to support us.
Yes.
And
get support.
That's right. I was about to say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Too.
Because we're going to be
yawning
because we're in the Facebook group and we like to hang out, and we literally, like, people are talking about like what their struggles are, what their gains are, like what their NSVs. Like, it's really cool.
Yes.
So definitely go over there.
Yeah. And you do get a once a month Zoom call from us.
Yes.
So super. We always look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talking to everybody, get their point of view on certain questions every month.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new one every month.
It's like a whole vibe. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you need support, that is the place you want to be.
Absolutely. So, and guess what? There is a free way to support your girls.
There is a free way.
You just go over to YouTube. It's on your phone. Just hit the little button. You know, it says it's like a play button. And then you just type in Our Sleeve Life podcast.
Yep.
We're the only ones. You hit the bell and hit subscribe. And you're going to get a video like this every single Tuesday.
I'm not bored.
Why would you say that?
I keep yawning.
Well, do you know what yawning means?
That I'm not getting enough oxygen to my brain.
It's a lack of oxygen to the brain. So take deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, right? I always want to do it the other way.
No.
I don't know why. It's wild. I'm always like,
hopefully that woke me up a little bit. Okay. So today
on the podcast,
we are talking about something that Melanie has been wanting to talk about.
Yes.
a while.
It's about being comfortable in your skin.
In your skin and how that can change
throughout your whole bariatric journey.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so let's start at the beginning and how you felt in your skin at 308 pounds.
Oh, my God. So I felt very suffocated.
Oh, that's a good term.
Yeah, I felt trapped in the body.
Trapped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like any of my clothes. I didn't like how anything fit on me. I didn't how I look. I didn't even like Eric like playing around with me. Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, don't touch me. Like, yeah. And because I felt gross.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was just like, no, don't. Like, why would you? I wouldn't want to. Why are you? Like, that's kind of what was happening.
Okay.
At 308 pounds for sure. Just so like so uncomfortable.
So, you know, when you're in watching movies where they're like in a fat suit.
Yes.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like I was wearing something that was not suffocating me, but just wasn't me.
Like bogging you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like pulling me down.
Mm-hmm.
And not only physically, but mentally. Like I can
see, I don't understand. You're not breathing through your talk, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. So the whole feeling of like, I'm not attractive. Why do you find me attractive? And the thought process of like, I don't find myself attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely felt that part of it.
And everything, like, I don't know. And when I would go anywhere, I'd be just so nervous of like, are my arms? I really don't like, not like I don't like my arms. I hate the way of the feeling of the back of your arms when you realize like you're in someone else's seat or like if you're putting on a new shirt. And most of the time for me, they would get coughed right at the middle of my bicep. And I was like, if I could just get it past there.
Or those plaid shirts.
Yeah. Those mother. Why are they like, I feel like plaid shirts. They're
so tight on your arms.
Why do they do that? It's like they do it on purpose.
Well, and it's like you can buy an extra large.
Yeah.
It's going to fit like a medium. So
that's true.
Like I have two. So we're going to jump ahead a little bit to when I regained. I bought two extra large plaid shirts, one in green because I had red hair and at the time, and then one in red.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember putting them like I was because I don't like trying on clothes in the store. I think that's a fat thing.
Oh, yeah. You're scarred from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not you don't want to be that. These five don't fit.
Yeah, you bring 20 back and only one work.
Mm-hmm.
Like that has definitely scarred me for life. 1,000%. So I do not like trying on clothes in the store. I would much rather be at home, try them on, and if they don't fit, I will still never return them.
Yeah.
But that's
unless Melly's like, we're doing a return day.
A return day. Yeah. That is, yeah. That's why I like Shein because and Amazon, because if they don't fit, I can just send, like, it's easy to send them back.
Those are very easy to send back. I love that I can go to Kohl's.
And it's only one place.
One place. And I like that I can go to the post office and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we all know as being fat, like, going into a store, like a bunch of stores, and so you think that, you know, these five stores that you went to are going to have the clothes that fit you.
Right. Because they're supposed, they're marketed that way.
They're marketed that way.
Yeah.
So then you get home and you try them on if you're like me and you don't like trying on clothes in the store. And then four out of the five stores don't work. So then you have to go to four different stores to return.
Yes.
Some of the stores won't give you your money back. They'll only give you store credit. So then the cycle continues.
This might be a Kelly problem. That
no,
sounds
this
very
is
exhausting.
A,
just
right.
Because I guess, yeah, I mean, you've been scarred. So.
Yeah, I've been scarred.
Yeah.
And if I could just get past it and try on clothes in the store, I wouldn't have to return them.
Right.
But yeah, it all boils down to the plaid shirts. The plaid shirts do it. And then it just
the trickle effect. Well, I used to remember like, oh, I'm going to go to these five stores and then only hit two because I was exhausted.
Yeah,
because like so sweaty.
Yeah, not only physically, but like mentally, you're just over being like they don't put you down, but the clothes put you down.
Yeah, like it's not anybody's fault. Like it's literally like, I mean, it's our fault, but like we're literally looking at ourselves and it doesn't work. It doesn't match.
It doesn't fit.
I'm like, my face is getting hot. I sweat around my mouth. It's so disgusting. Like it sucks. And so like you can really only handle two stores out of the five.
Yes.
And then you're like, but I didn't really find anything. Mm-hmm. And then now I don't even want to go out the next time because all of that just happened.
So you'll just continue wearing the same clothes.
Same clothes, same jeans, same sweaters.
Yep. Yeah, at least you don't have to go up a size. Yep. You don't have to worry about if this shirt is good in an extra large, mm-hmm. but then this shirt you have to buy a 3X. You know,
I bet that's actually so besides the whole like monetary thing of like me being nervous about buying more clothes.
Yeah.
I do think there is a connection here after thinking about it, is that like the reason why I only kept a certain amount was because like I didn't want to go try on clothes, so I didn't have to feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I just didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
And then have to admit that like, oh, I'm really a 2X now.
Oh.
And only reason why the shirt that's I'm wearing fits me as an extra large is because like it formed to me now. Like,
yeah,
I have made it mine.
It's formed to my body.
My liking. But yes. Like, but no, bitch, you're 2X.
Or just ordering 3 pairs of black leggings and just wearing those until they are literally screaming at the seams.
Or, yeah, like in the thigh where it's it's barely like touching. Yeah. It's kind of like hanging out.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of leggings. So I have this pair of leggings and it's the weirdest name. It's like Zobha or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. I found these leggings before I started regaining.
Okay.
And they are my favorite pair of leggings.
All right.
Like they're soft.
Where'd you get them?
They're at Marshall's.
Oh.
Yeah. So they were just like one of those like random finds.
I love but scare me at the same time because I'm like, I don't know if I'll find scare.
Oh, yeah. So I bought these like, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I have not been able to find the same pair, right?
No.
Okay. So then the other weekend, I put them on and Zach's like, you have a hole. I have a hole right in the crotch.
No, the worst spot.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? Now where am I going to get these? So, because I've looked before and they were nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I looked on Amazon for a black pair.
Okay.
Of these leggings. It was like $71. And I was like, I'm not paying $70 for a pair of leggings.
No.
Even if they are my favorite.
Yeah,
so I'm like, they have to be somewhere else. So I Google it. And just say, you know, put in the name black leggings, right?
Yeah.
Pops up on Zulily.
Okay. Okay.
I got, and apparently I had some store credit for Zulily.
Ooh.
I had no idea. So I got 4 pairs of these black leggings because they had 2 different kinds.
Okay.
And I don't know which kind mine was.
Might as well try it out.
So I bought 2 of each pair.
Yeah.
And I only paid $40 with shipping for them.
Wow.
So I was very excited about that. But it reminded me because the hole.
Yes.
I was so sad. I was so sad. I was like, what the fuck? These are my favorite pair. And before anybody says anything, I do not sew. So I'm not sewing them up.
No. Like, I don't think it's really worth it for leggings to sew.
And it's in like, it's not a seam.
No.
Like, it's like.
It's literally in the crotch
like it's
area.
It's in the crotch. Like, there's no saving them.
That's
so,
funny.
But I'm very excited. I found them. I ordered them. Hopefully I get them soon and then I will have my black leggings back. But yeah, I remember buying black leggings and just wearing them to death because it was easier than admitting that I was a size 20 in jeans or 18 or whatever I was at.
Yeah.
It was so. And jeans are a whole new ballgame.
They are. You can wear so many different ones.
And different sizes for different like.
Yeah, it's different brands.
Yeah,
there is a thing because some of them I'm a 10, some of them I'm a 12.
Mm-hmm.
It just really depends on what we're doing here.
Yeah, and if I go into Buckle, you know, they have a million pairs of jeans.
Right.
And I'll be like a size 30 in one and a size 27 in another. Like, it's so different.
It is. And that's why, like, I try on clothes. So
I
highly encourage it. Or I do the Shein thing, of course.
Buckle, I always try on clothes.
Yeah.
Because every sizing is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to try on everything. That is the one store I will try on clothes.
And what I do now, so like after surgery, I haven't weighed myself in a while, but I'm like 200 pounds or something. And like, I'm somewhere around there.
You're comfortable. So that's the other thing is that you're comfortable where you're at right now.
Yeah, 100%.
So you feel comfortable in your skin and you have a pretty good handle on like your eating.
Mm-hmm.
You always have. It's something that I have very much admired is your eating habits are very good.
Yeah, I would put a little bit of that to Michaela. So losing to Blooming because she's changed us a lot.
Yeah.
From the moment we've met her.
Yeah.
And I think I just took it to heart that like, hey, you need to take like the self-care is taking care of you.
Yeah.
And that's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
And we need to stop acting like it's not. Like, and I notice, like, if I take care of myself, mm-hmm. I do feel good.
You feel good in your skin.
Yeah. I feel so much better mentally, physically, and like, yeah, I'm just more of a, like, a ray of sunshine that I can be for everybody and not be, like, dimmed down because I haven't, like, done the things, you know?
Well, and I think when you're not comfortable in your skin, you tend to be a more negative outlook.
Yes.
And I definitely can feel that because of my regain. Mm-hmm. So my comfortability has changed a lot over the last 4 years. So I'm officially 4 years.
Yeah, let's go through your timeline.
You just hit your 8 years.
Woo woo.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. She almost didn't
I was in my thought process. So not comfortable in my skin before surgery, obviously. Like, there's the photo of me pre-surgery.
Yeah.
The photos I took. I look miserable, mm-hmm. like miserable. And I can remember thinking, I'm always going to be this weight. Nothing's going to help.
Nothing's
this
gonna
isn't
change.
Going to work for me, but I'm going to hope that it's going to work for me.
Right.
But I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't comfortable in my sex life. I wasn't comfortable in my clothes. I wasn't comfortable in life at that point. Mm-hmm. And then go to losing 125 pounds. I thought I was comfortable in my skin.
Yeah.
At that weight. And then when I started gaining, I hit a level. It's basically the weight I'm at now.
Right.
Was I felt so comfortable. I had just started like hanging out with Zach in like a more serious, like
a more
relationship way. And so I felt more comfortable. Like I felt attractive to him. And like, I felt good when I took photos.
You seemed like, as someone that watched you go through that part, like you seemed like you enjoyed things a lot more.
Yes.
And your temperament was very calm.
Yes.
Like there was, you can see the switch happened in your brain of like, I like it here.
Prepping and measuring your food post-op is a beast all in itself. Portion Perfection has actually made it super, super simple. They have bowls, plates, and even a lunch bag called the Kit and Carry, where you can have all of the system ready to go.
Especially when you're on a road trip, that thing is a lifesaver.
Yes.
So if you want to get these things to help your journey, just go over to portionperfection.com and use our code 15OSLPOD. And again, that's 15OSLPOD. And you can also go over to our Amazon storefront to pick out any of those that you would like to use.
We found a company that was founded by a bariatric surgeon for his patients. He is just trying to make their lives easier. And so they have created a whole array of snacks and dinners and just all the foods you could possibly want that have protein in them and are delicious.
Yeah. And they're so freaking good that we took them on tour with us because we tried them on a live. So you guys can always go back and watch that. Mm-hmm. And we liked every single bar.
We were shocked.
We don't want you guys to miss out. So go over to berrylife.com, use OSLP and get your discount.
While we were in Florida, we got to visit one of our favorite bariatric surgeons, Dr. Donald Fridley at Surgical Associates of Bayonet Point. They tailor make all their plans to the unique needs of each patient.
They have this cool thing there. It's an in-body scanner and you get to do it pre-op and post-op. So that way you can see all the differences and all the changes that happen. And he's also one of the surgeons that does his surgery with robotics. And we got to play with that.
We did.
So we were so, cool. We're so excited and we want you to have such a special care that they give. So go over to sabpweightloss.com right now
or give their office a call at 727-819-9107.
That's right. So, and tell them that the OSLP girl sent you and they're going to take great care of you.
I'm good at this.
I'm going to tell everybody.
Yeah. And so I took photos like, you know, I was all for everything because I felt comfortable in my skin again.
Yeah.
And so, and that's why I think like the comfortability of your skin, being in your own skin, it's not necessarily the lowest weight you can get to.
Right.
And I want to hammer that in because I think a lot of people feel once they get to their lowest weight that they're going to be comfortable in their skin. And that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
And that's why we talk about your happy weight.
And I would say almost about 80% of people that we talk to, they all feel better a little bit higher off mm-hmm. of what their lowest was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's very normal for you to gain about 10 to 15 pounds or even 20 yeah. pounds. Like, that's standard.
That's completely normal. So, I think a lot of people think that they're going to hit that low weight and just stay there.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And some people do. Yeah. Some people really do. And they, but they also are, I think, a lot more focused.
Mm-hmm. Their habits are completely different. Yeah. And I would say that they're, their hobbies are different
because
some of these people change into their hobby is the gym
or running
now, or now they're yoga instructors or now they're personal trainers. So it has enveloped their whole life.
Yeah.
And so it makes it easier for you to stay at those lower levels. Mm-hmm. But everyday people like me and you, like, we're just trying to see if we can even get to the gym. Like,
well,
you know, we're just trying to stay physical. Yeah. We're trying to just stand more, you know,
we're taking small steps. It's, it's in more and not that it's not normal to be at your lowest weight and stay there. I think if you make that your main goal in life is to stay at that weight, I think that that's great. And I think if you're happy, go with it. But I don't think for most of us, once we hit our lowest weight is our happy weight.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I felt great at that weight of like taking photos because I was finally at a weight that I was like, I look skinny, mm-hmm. but it did not look all good on me.
Right.
Looking back, I see that. And then once I hit that, like, in betweener, I was fantastic. Like, I felt so good. I felt like I could fit into anything I wanted to fit into.
Yeah.
But then when I started gaining, I was feeling that I'm not attractive. I don't feel attractive. You know, you look in the mirror when you get out of the shower and you start picking yourself apart.
I know mine, like, it creeped up a little bit mid, I don't know, probably year 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Where like, no, it was more like 5.
Okay.
5, 6. Yeah. Cause I'm 8 now. I'm 8. So the towel one time.
Yeah.
Did not fit around me.
Oh no.
And I remember being fucking freaking out.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what the f-? I was like, first off, okay, what towel did I get?
Yeah.
Did I get the head
towel?
Is this a head towel? Because if it's a head towel, then motherfucker, that's fine.
Yeah.
But no, it was like, I mean, it was the in-betweener of a head towel to like the bigger towels. Yeah. And normally those were fitting me. And then it didn't. And I was so sad.
So what did you do?
I don't even remember. I just remember just being upset about it. I think I literally just, I refocused.
Yeah.
I just refocused because it fits around me even now. So it's just like, also, I noticed that when you lose weight, like, again, the whole muscle thing happens.
Yes.
And so things are moving and changing.
Yes.
So I'm actually a little heavier now than I was when it didn't fit. But it still fits now because, like, my muscle and my tone is different.
Oh,
so how, like, cool is that? And kind of scary and kind of crazy. You're just like, oh, wait, if literally if I work out areas, they get smaller, get leaner, and then things will fit differently. So
your comfortability in your skin has nothing to do with your weight is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not.
Like, it has everything to do with, like, when you wrap that towel around you, do you feel comfortable? Do you feel comfortable being, I know some people even at a smaller weight don't feel comfortable in swimsuits.
Right, right.
But that's a main one for me. Like, last summer was probably, like,
your heaviest.
Where my top was. Like, I would say the award show was my top of regain.
Your top of regain.
Because that was right before I went into the sinus doctor.
The ear, nose, and throat doctor.
That doctor.
Yeah.
And they weighed me at 218.
Yeah.
Was right before we left for San Diego. And but there were some photos that the girls took when we were on the boat last summer.
Right.
And I remember looking at them just like, fuck.
You're like, what the fuck was I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All those thoughts were probably flooding in that you had before.
Yeah. Because I was like, I remember being comfortable in a swimsuit.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
seeing it.
Yeah, yeah. I remember being comfortable doing yoga in a swimsuit.
Yeah.
And how did I go from there back up?
Because regain's a bitch.
Because regain happens and is real.
It can happen to you.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest deal that we have to tell you. Like, it can happen and you just have to be prepared that, like, all right, this can happen. Mm-hmm. I need to get all my tools in a row.
Yep.
Get all my helpers.
Need to ask for my help.
Yeah.
And I needed to get on something.
Yeah.
And I did.
You did.
And now I'm back down to feeling very comfortable in my skin.
There you go.
Again, like I feel like going out and going shopping for clothes, like I'm enjoying buying dresses again. Mm-hmm. Because we just went to Old Navy.
Yes.
And got some cute dresses, summer dresses, because Mel's cousin works for Old Navy. So 40% off. We get discount. Yeah. Which, by the way, we need to go back to Old Navy because somebody posted. Something? Yes. So somebody posted this halter top.
Okay.
And she's like a mid, what does she call it? It's like a... an in-betweener body. So she's not like thin, but she's not heavy. So she's like a mid person. Mm-hmm. And she tries on clothes and she does like Amazon reviews and things like that. I run across her and I'll like watch a couple of her videos.
Because they're fun.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to see the clothes and like be like, okay, so she kind of has a body like me. She has more hips and stuff like you.
Okay.
But she tried on this halter top from Old Navy and it looks really cute on.
Okay.
So I was like,
so we need to go test back. It.
Yeah. I want to go test it because that would be, because I like halter tops for some reason, like my shoulders, mm-hmm. it makes my shoulders look like smaller.
They do. Yeah. For so me, I look broader.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but you have a very like, bruh. Like you're not broad. Like
I don't have broad shoulders.
No.
It's when I wear a tube though, I feel like it makes me look more broader.
Okay.
I could be completely wrong. It's just my brain doesn't.
I don't think I ever look at you and be like, wow, that makes her shoulders look broad. So
that's just a me thing.
It might be.
I just realized my thing is like a circumference thing.
Okay. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. So like the towel.
I have questions.
Good. I'm glad.
Shout out to Katie.
Seriously, I have questions.
I have questions.
I love it. Okay, so because the towel thing is a circumference thing, like I don't like how it hugs.
Yeah,
these chairs I really enjoy because like I can sit. I don't hug. It's all about
you don't want to feel like closed in.
Correct. Yeah. So like when we sit in chairs and when I go places now, I don't feel like scared anymore.
Yeah.
Like the whole movie theater chairs.
Yeah.
Especially Northern Light movies.
Especially old school.
Old school fucking. But like, now it's like, oh my God.
Who are you building these chairs for?
Yeah.
Kids.
Like, those are kid chairs.
Those
like,
are how, kid chairs. Let's be honest.
How big were your people back then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of them had to be tall, at least.
Yeah. Those chairs. Like, I like nowadays chairs. You get a little electric recliner. You have space on either side. Like, I definitely love these chairs because of the space.
Yeah.
I definitely noticed it when I started dating.
Did
now.
You? Yeah. Oh, 1000%.
Oh, yeah. Like Mel showed me one of the clips that she puts in the episodes and she's like, we need to redo this because you're not going to like it.
Yep.
And I was like, and so she showed it to me and I was like, fuck no. Nope. And all I could see was just like a poop emoji.
That's what you used to say when you would.
Yeah, because the little fat roll, whoa. Like when I sit down, it's like a little poop emoji.
And you would wear all black thinking that it would. And it hide. Doesn't. Black doesn't. Just because just you wear all like black does not do it.
I just like black. I just like
black. I mean, that has been your favorite color since I've known you.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's pink and
literally,
black.
Guys, she used to wear like all black. Like it was all like black. Leather black pants with a.
We have to bring the leather pants in.
Of course. Of course.
I had what the bright is that red outfit? Ones too.
Because there was a jacket and then you had your spikes and then you had your eyeliner all the way around.
I had this. The
hair was short. Oh, it was a hoodie. It was a black hoodie.
It was a black hoodie with my anarchy and my creed patches on them.
Yeah.
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 Because, you know.
Because she was goth back then.
I was gothic. Then I had my studded belt with my jeans.
That's right.
And then my black eyeliner and my black hair.
It was perfect.
It was fun.
It was perfect. So.
It was fun.
You have worn black forever. Yeah. You just need a knot. And you can see it. Look, right now you're not. Boobies are out, but they don't see that. The camera's really in the way.
Okay. There they
Boobies
are.
Boobies are
out. Boobies are out. Yeah, the camera or the mic perfectly hid my cleavage.
And you know what? I'm a good best friend. I took a photo of those and sent it to her boyfriend for her.
Yeah.
For him. So there you go. Without prompt.
Yeah.
There's no prompting that. So he's going to have a very good afternoon now.
Hopefully.
But anyways, yeah, it's really like how I feel in things, on things, like anywhere.
That's what she said.
Well, because even, yeah, being like when you're bigger, we can talk sexy time for a hot minute. When you're bigger, it's harder to be on top. You get more exhausted faster. I enjoy being on top. So I always did it at least a little bit. But like it's a lot more now than it was before, because before I'd be exhausted.
Well, and you got to think like the angle.
Angles are different.
Yeah.
The angle of like looking up and all you see is like.
That's why I wore a shirt. Not gonna lie. Wore a shirt a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Only time I didn't is if like. If it was just like random sexy time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it was just like in our bedroom, just chilling.
Yeah.
Because I would just we would just lean over a little bit, play around, and then. There you go. And like, depending on whether I wanted him to kiss me all over or not, was whether I was taking off that
shirt or not. Shirt. And this is like pre-surgery.
This Mel. Is pre-surgery Mel.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all big right. girl Mel.
Yeah.
Big girl Mel having sex.
Yeah.
So.
It definitely exhausts you more.
And I noticed if you kept the, here's a pro tip for big people when you're on top. So like, if you still have your shirt on and if it's longer, even like a long tank, what's nice though is when you're on top, it doesn't make the clap noise of your belly hitting
or your thighs. Your
partner. So my belly was the only one that hit. So
well, I remember doing stuff in the lawn live and I couldn't stop laughing.
Your stomach was clapping.
I was just like, oh my God. All I could think about was Zach's story where he thought the girls were clapping for him.
And it was his own tummy, right?
It was his arm.
Yeah, it's clapping back. It's cheering you on.
Yeah.
We actually were doing a live with Hot Rob.
Yes.
And I heard it. I was like, motherfucker. And I was like, hopefully no one notices that. It was and just I clapping totally away.
Oh, it was so funny. Oh, my God.
But yeah, to sometimes avoid,
you just have to laugh.
You do.
Oh. Because it's just comical at some point. It's fucking
ridiculous.
No. The other thing that hits me, too, when I think about being comfortable in your own skin is the freaking body dysmorphia.
Yeah. It's because, a motherfucker.
And it can be reverse or... Like it could go both ways.
Well, I feel like I've had both where I'm like, where it shuts
not that big.
Where it shuts off and you're like, no, that's not me. That's her. That's him. At some
point, like
you become,
you shut it off because you're just like, I can't anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I think I had a lot of the reverse because I'm like, oh yeah, I look good. And then I go out and get a photo and I'm like, nope, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
That was not good.
And it's like, oh yeah. I remember like seeing a photo of me from the back and I was like, I've reached the size that I wanted everybody to kill me at.
Yeah.
So, or slap me actually was slap the thing. You. Yep. I said that to people. I'm like, slap me if I ever get that big. I'm sure a lot of us have said that before.
Yeah.
And I never got slapped.
But yeah.
That's the thing. But my tummy clapped back at me. So I was like, we got to go.
We got to do this. The stomach is talking.
It's talking. Got it.
Yeah, there's actually a photo from one of my sister's birthdays.
Yes.
Pre-surgery.
Pre.
And because it was, I had surgery in April. So this is March. Beginning of March. And I remember being like, you know, you have those moments where you're like, do I really need surgery? No, I don't need it. I was all in, not lying. I was all in on the surgery.
Yeah.
But there were moments where I was like, am I not that healthy?
Right.
Like, do I look okay? Mm-hmm. And then you like, I don't know. There's
you
like,
second guess it.
I don't know. The mirrors in your house speak total lies. Different, you're to like, you.
I look great.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yep. The mirrors in
girl,
your home,
you're fine.
They lie.
Yep.
They lie.
They have lied to me several times.
Right. And I don't know the difference that is from your home to a photo or to a shopping.
Oh, because those are real.
Those are real mirrors.
Those are like
tell you
the real reflection.
Girl.
Get it
go up a size.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sometimes your pants just hurt and just go up the bigger size. Just fucking call it a day.
Yep.
You're only hurting yourself. No one else cares what size you are. And no one's going to ask unless they're an asshole.
Yeah.
Or a family member that's an asshole.
Yeah.
But that's very like few and far between.
Yeah.
But it's better for your comfort.
It's better. Yeah. Because
you've got to like that's a helpful way of getting more comfortable in your skin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I remember standing in front of the mirror and I'm like, oh, this is good. Yeah. It was a maternity shirt, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And it had a pocket in the front.
Because those like kind of poof out a little bit. So
yeah.
They help.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And no, it was not.
No.
It was not good. And then I saw the photo and I was like, cool. No. That's not a good look at all. So, and it's actually a shirt that I still hold on to this day. It's a black shirt.
Mm.
And
of course it is.
So I mixed up the outfits. This one was a
Pull it
was
up.
Like a furry vest. and then a black shirt underneath it.
Okay.
And yeah, let me see if I can find it. Because let's see, we're going to go back 2 years because I am now 4 years. Oh, look at that one.
Oh, look, it's me and Kelly.
Yeah. It was when you were taking down the tree.
I'm always taking down some tree. I feel like
2019. Yep. There it is.
There's been 6 trees on my property and they are all gone. Not really all gone. There's one left that is just a trunk.
Yeah.
Because I need a big chainsaw. I don't have one. No, I do, but the teeth aren't working on it or something. I don't know. I should probably just have.
So we'll X Satan out. But look at that.
Yeah. Show the audience.
I'll see
if it'll. If you're on YouTube, you're getting a little sneak peek.
There you go.
Yeah. Old Kelly, too. Red hair.
Yep.
That's a.
Yep. That was pre-bright red.
It. Oh, yeah. That's the auburn.
I
fucking
hate seeing his face. I need to just like scratch. Yeah. I mean.
This is my wife.
That was pretty. Yeah.
This is upcoming.
So that black shirt, I still have. And I wear it actually quite often. There's the black leggings that I had.
Oh,
that
there I they wore. Are. The famous black leggings.
And those boots, I had to get extra wide calf.
Oh, we all boots. Did.
Yeah.
I remember I felt so bad for my ex because he got me the right size and feet.
But not.
And then like he thought he bought wide. And they still didn't fit over my calf. Mm. So it wasn't his fault.
No.
He got me wide.
Yeah.
And then you showed me where, like, it's like a buckle or mm-hmm. something different. And mm-hmm. so I don't have to, like, shove my calves into those.
Yeah, the buckle that they're, like, yeah. really. Those are my favorite type of boots that have the buckle on the back.
Yes. Because even to this day, I still have to buy wide because I've always had big calves.
Matt, you always will.
My brother used to be like, you have calves like a fucking football player. And you I was do. Like, okay, I don't know if that's good or bad, but they do. They're gnarly.
Yeah. They're like, you definitely have big calves.
That's true.
But it's not a bad thing.
I'm getting bigger thighs. Look at that.
Yeah, because you're working out on the elliptical.
So nice.
You're getting some muscle.
Yeah.
So that photo, I remember thinking I looked so good. And then I took that photo. And I was like, what is that?
What is that?
Yeah, because then this was me with my sisters.
Oh, my God, Kelly.
I know.
What the fuck? It looks like you're going to eat a squirrel, right?
I mean, like, I ate something. Hey guys,
anybody hungry?
I'm hungry. Yeah, it was bad. Oh, it was real bad. Like, so those are the photos that I think back to where I was like, I had the reverse body dysmorphia.
Yeah, because you weren't seeing it.
Because I didn't see the big neck.
Yeah.
I didn't see. And even in like the selfies that I took, like.
So I think it's because I was bigger as a kid. I always knew I was big no matter what, like whether where yeah. I was either I got reminded by it by friends and family or I just knew because like. I've always been the big fucking yeah. kid. I never was smaller until yeah. now, my later yeah. life. So it's interesting.
But I think you still had a little bit of that reverse body dysmorphia. I did,
yeah. It stopped at probably like 250.
Yeah. You were just like, this is what it is.
Yeah. Because I was about a 2X.
Okay.
And then I stayed a 2X.
Yeah. Right.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Nah, bitch. You gained 58 pounds. That's another size.
That is another
for
size.
Sure.
Yeah. I think every 10 pounds is another size. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I definitely wasn't wearing my size.
At least dress sizing. I think that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Maybe not like pants.
Not. But yeah. Maybe not the t-shirts and pants and yeah. stuff. But yeah, I definitely noticed. I think about every 20 pounds, I would had to go down a size in jeans.
In jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I definitely like my jeans a little tighter.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as they start getting loose and it looks and like you're wearing a diaper.
And that was a new feeling. I did not like them tight because it made me feel like I was like.
Like you're big again.
Almost like the emoji thing. Like anytime I had tight pants, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm just like going to vomit and yeah. everything's going to fall out of me. And then once I got actually to my like happy weight.
Uh-huh.
I love pants.
Yeah.
I love me some jeans.
Yeah. You wear jeans all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Except for dresses. Like
I love
dresses.
Dresses
are preferred.
Boop.
Dresses are preferred.
It's true story.
I feel like you are cutting yourself off.
I know, but this is very comfy.
Can you swap legs? Do it the other way?
Let's see.
I just feel like you're out of like the picture. Hold on.
Let's see if we got it. Okay. This is.
No.
No, it feels weird.
We're going to have to move your chair closer.
I just move it. I need it closer to you.
Because I lean this way.
Yeah. And I lean out.
Yeah.
I've always leaned out.
Well, that's not bad.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. We're just adjusting things. So, yeah. The body dysmorphia. And then after hitting or I thought I was comfortable. And then you look in the mirror and you're or like you look down and see like loose skin on your thighs or like. You know when you sit down and you have like all this extra
on the side, yeah,
like
right here.
You sit down, like if you lay on your stomach, you're like you're laying in bed,
yeah,
and you have all this extra stuff right here, mm-hmm. like a saddlebag.
It's your hat. It's your hips.
Yeah, and I have a ton of like I can grab it.
I'm sure.
And so when I have those moments, I start to think. Am I too fat again?
Oh.
So that's where my body dysmorphia is like more of like getting out of the shower, seeing the like the tummy or seeing the thighs. Like it's not necessarily like looking in the mirror.
Right.
Unless I'm naked.
Okay.
So I guess it's a little bit of.
For me was what was like for me, the first time I realized I was actually small was literally I was, you know, those like glass mirrors that like you just kind of walk by and you can see yourself
like outside
just,
of buildings but, and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I remember like walking by and I looked and I was like, was that me? And I like turned and I was like, holy shit, that's me. Like I'm really like that small. Like this is crazy.
Yeah.
And that was like an epiphany in my head. I was like, ah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, cause I got to see the side of me, the back of me. And I was like, I like this. All right.
So, expert opinion here.
Yeah.
How do you think you go from, like, how do you get to being comfortable in your skin? If you, so say you're a bariatric patient, you're having really bad body dysmorphia because you're seeing the loose skin, you're seeing the, you know, stretch marks, or like you lift up your arm and have a little jiggle like I do. Yeah. Like, how do we get to a point of being comfortable in our own skin?
I recommend therapy.
Yes.
Because that's a game changer.
Uh-huh.
A huge one. And then I think it's really hard. It's not easy. It's a whole mind fuck. I really like for me, it was just finding my style.
Okay.
So if you can find your style and start buying things that you feel good in, then all of a sudden you start feeling good in your own skin.
Okay.
So I would say once I realized I could wear my dresses and I felt comfortable in the dresses and it became a normal thing. And then I just would, you know, randomly look places and see what is there. And actually like trusting myself that I am smaller and I'm not a 2X anymore and just tell myself that and try to not veer to that side because our brains want to do that is just trust yourself, go to the right side, buy those clothes, try them on and buy things that actually feel good to you.
Yeah.
Not to your friend, not to your mom, not to your aunt or grandmas or grandpas. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes we take their we listen to them so much that like we hear them in the store. And so we're like, oh, well, they wouldn't like me wearing this. They would think this looks fat on me. They think instead of just like going, no, this is what I want. I'm going to try this on. If I like it, I'm fucking buying it. And once I think you do that over and over again and then people come like complimenting you, you start realizing like, yeah, I am strong in my skin. Like I am confident. Like this is a good thing.
Yeah.
So I think it just it's going to evolve over time and it's definitely not overnight.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a few year process after you hit your 1 year because 1 year is focusing on just figuring everything out.
Yeah.
This is going to be like year 3 and 4 and 5 is like learning how to be comfortable. Because I remember with you and your, I always talked about this 2-year to 3-year is you saying yes to a lot of things.
Yeah. Because you want to do everything.
You want to do all the things that you couldn't do before. You want to not eat all the things. You want to go all the places. You want to try on all the things.
Yep.
So after that starts dying down, you actually see at the end of the day what you actually like. And so you start actually realizing who you are and the things that you like. And that starts evolving into liking yourself again because you're finding yourself.
Okay.
Like this is a really, I think, a whole finding yourself journey because the person, yes, like was in here, but she just wasn't out all the way. And it took all this time and cultivating like little habits. And like, I get my nails done now. Was that ever a thing a couple years ago? But
nope.
I realize I like seeing the color there and it makes me happy.
So
I'm doing things that literally make me happy and not caring mm-hmm. if it's affecting anybody else, because mm-hmm. it was what makes me happy.
Yeah.
So like, I have a yellow rug and some yellow accents in my room. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, fuck it. This is what I like. Mm-hmm. And just learning, like, stop caring what everybody else thinks. Because like, once you do, you'll start finding yourself and liking all the things, and then you mm-hmm. start liking yourself.
I feel like I would definitely agree with the therapy. Mm-hmm. I think especially if you're battling the body dysmorphia in a more extreme level.
Yeah.
I feel like that needs to.
It has to be addressed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the more, like, from personal experience, I was very down on myself. And since starting therapy, a lot has changed. I have started to like.
Yeah, Kelly's really negative self-talk is wild.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was out of control.
It was out of control for sure.
Yeah, like she's fucking mean to herself.
I do think that it has gotten better.
It has. At least from what viewing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not as like, oh, this doesn't fit. Like,
you're not picking at yourself as much either.
Yeah.
Like in photos or when you're in the fitting rooms and mm-hmm. stuff, like you're not like, oh. You're not doing that to yourself as much.
No, I think I feel more comfortable taking photos. I feel more comfortable. I mean, obviously I took photos the whole time.
Yeah.
Because that's like what we do. Mm-hmm. But like there's the side by side that I posted, I think it was a couple weeks ago, that was from the award show to now.
Right.
And it was the photo from the award show and then the photo from New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I
felt
such
a big difference.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I still pick myself apart. Don't get me wrong. Like that is a constant thing. Like even in the green dress in New Orleans. Yeah. Just in the photos. Cause I could see my belly button through the dress.
Oh,
and that
we
bugs
all
me.
Hate that. Yeah.
I know. I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. But I was like, you know what? I actually do feel very confident in this dress. Good. And so I was trying to just stay there.
Yeah.
Stay in that mindset.
In the happy.
So I think if you feel yourself going down the rabbit hole of like mm-hmm. picking yourself out, like picking yourself apart, I would say try to recognize when you're doing it in the moment. And then I journaled a lot about mm-hmm. how I was feeling. And I think what just getting it onto paper kind of released kind of those.
Or even typing it out. Like
putting it in your phone.
I type shit to myself all the time. Mm-hmm. Kelly sees it. My whole family sees it. It's literally just a brain dump and it really helps me process things. Mm-hmm. I wanted to piggyback on when you're picking apart yourself. I can't remember if this was Tabitha that said this to us mm-hmm. or this could be another Losing to Blooming awesomeness.
Yeah.
I feel like one of them said when you start seeing, like recognizing that you're doing that, mm-hmm. start thanking your body for it being like able to do what it's doing.
Mm, like that was an old interview.
Right?
Who was that?
Yeah. So like have an appreciation for mm-hmm. it. And I remember I can't remember where we were, but you were really upset about like.
Was that Mabel that said that?
Oh, Mabel might have.
I feel like it might have been Mabel.
Might have been Mabel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I remember we were sitting together and something was going on with you. And I was like, well, just be thankful that you can walk. You couldn't mm-hmm. walk before. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, yeah. And it's like, yeah, like you couldn't even get out of your four walls in your house.
Yeah.
And now, like, look at you. You're going across the country.
Yeah, across the country.
Like, this is fucking wild. She's like, walking up and down, like, in D.C., Philly, Brooklyn. Like, that would have never happened. Fucking 4 or 5 years ago.
No.
And so like when you're picking yourself apart, start thinking parts of your body because your body needs to know that you love it.
Yeah.
That is what I actually have learned over the years. You need to tell yourself these things, even if it feels weird, because once you say it often, you know, it's the whole repetition thing, mm-hmm. like how people put us down enough, we start believing it. Mm-hmm. Same thing works in reverse. So mm-hmm. if you tell yourself, I like my legs, I like my legs, I like the fact that I can like walk fast now. Mm-hmm. I can do a full mile on the elliptical without stopping now. Like mm-hmm. these little achievements. And then if you talk really good about yourself, eventually like the self-esteem will rise.
Well, and the talking to yourself doesn't have to be out loud.
No, in your head, man.
You can say it in your head or you can journal it out.
Yeah.
You can make it a mantra mm-hmm. that you just repeat over and over and over again.
Yep.
And eventually you'll get there. And I think it's hard because some people, like, it was really hard for me when I was regaining watching everybody succeed around me.
Yeah. It's because you have to face the facts that you're not.
Yes. Yeah. So I think a part of getting to a point where you are comfortable in your own skin is being honest with yourself.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think if you're honest with yourself and you say like, hey, well, this is a thing. We are here. We are back here.
Yeah.
What can we do? And then you make a plan of action.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is it's follow through. Mm-hmm. And I know follow through is hard. Mm-hmm. But when it's about you, follow through needs to fucking happen.
Because you put yourself first. So just continue to put yourself first.
Well, a lot of us don't. And that's the problem. Like, we always put like our spouses, our kids, mm-hmm. our friends, and we forget about ourselves. And it's mm-hmm. like, no, you go.
Well, I'm saying you put yourself first to get surgery.
Yes.
So put yourself first with your mindset.
1,000%.
And then I also did want to tack on to your finding your style. Mm-hmm. I think finding your style as a plus size person is very, very difficult. Yep. Because you only have a certain store, you have a certain style that is given to you by society.
Yep.
And so once you start dropping weight, it's my suggestion that you try everything.
All different things.
Yeah. Even if you look at it and you're like, this is totally not my style. I mean, try it on. Who
thought I'd be wearing a dress that, what are these even called on my shoulders?
Little, I don't know.
Little frillies.
Fluffy sleeves.
I would never have worn this like 4 or 5 years ago. But because I've been trying on different dresses.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, and that's why I like to theme everything when I travel.
She's a themer. She's a themer.
And Melanie actually said it to me. And I was thinking about it today in the car for some reason. When you were like, just be yourself. Like, you don't need to theme everything. I was like,
but that's you.
That's
yeah.
me.
For me, I want to just be me, exactly me, everywhere.
Everywhere. And for me, it's fun for me because I have so many different outlets of style. Mm-hmm. Because I don't just like boho. I don't just like, you know, certain styles. Like, I like to incorporate a lot of different things in my life. So, yes. Like, when we go to Texas, I dress more country. Mm-hmm. But that is also me. I do like country style.
She does.
Like, we go to Harvest Fest every year, and I dress like a country girl. Like, full on. But that's fun.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. And so, I like to theme where I'm going.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Like, I would say try not to get put in a box because you're already put in a box. Yes. With your style.
Thank you.
When you're plus size. So don't put yourself in a box when you're at a lower weight. When you can fit into anything, just try it all.
I know. Just like once a month, pick a day that you just go out and just try things.
Yeah. Just try different styles or go on Shein.
Yeah.
And just order a bunch of different stuff in a bunch of different colors, bunch of different styles, and just try it all on at home.
Why not?
And if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. Like, me and Mel, there's certain times she'll order something or I'll order something. And as soon as we get it, we're like, this is not me.
Oh, my God. So we've swapped a few things.
Yeah.
Because we're like, no, this is meant for you.
Yeah. Like, you gave me that black dress.
Yep.
And then recently you gave me the red one. Mm-hmm. Which I haven't gotten to wear yet. But
oh, it's going to look good.
I will. It's cute. It's going
to look real good.
It's really cute. It's like crocheted. Mm-hmm. And I never thought I would wear anything crocheted. Or in a tighter bodice, but no, it looks really good.
It gives you a waist.
It gives me a waist because I do not really have a waist. Correct. So I'm just like straight.
That's
I'm
fine.
Just boards.
You're boards.
I would say do all of those things. And if you're still having issues with being comfortable in your own skin, just stick with it. Like Mel said, it's not overnight.
Never give up. Like I said, this is going to happen in year like mm-hmm. past 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So, and we have resources that can help you. You can go mm-hmm. to the Sleep Dietitian. You can go to the Tribe.
Yes.
Check her out. She will definitely be a useful resource for this stuff.
Yes. Because at JBY, we actually had a category for body positivity.
Yes.
Which Jamie won.
Yeah.
Because she is she is all about you being the healthiest you can be, mm-hmm. but also being comfortable in where you're at.
Yeah. Mentally, like, physically.
Yeah.
It's a wild gambit over there, and they really take care of you.
And I do want to comment on one last thing because I know we're going to be closing out here soon. But I think a lot of people, and I've had this mindset too, if I could just get plastic surgery, I'll be happy in my skin.
Oh, yes.
And I think back to Texas at ASMBS, and we were walking with Jamie and Julie.
Yes.
And I remember saying to Jamie, if I could just get a tummy tuck, I think I would be really comfortable in my skin.
And what did she say to you?
And she was like, that's not necessarily true.
Correct.
Because there is a whole different amount of problems and mindset things that happen around plastic surgery.
And after.
Because you are, yes, you are getting a, in most cases, a flat stomach.
Correct.
Yes, you are getting rid of the extra skin, the extra fat on your stomach. But now you have a scar.
Right. So now and you have to play with that in your head.
Like, it's just, and you have like the swelling that happens mm-hmm. for months after. It's not just a quick couple week thing.
No, this is a couple month process.
So I always think that too. And I think that should be kept in your mind is that surgery gave us a lot back to our lives.
Yeah.
Plastic surgery might not be the end all be all.
No.
To you being happy in your own skin. And that's not a knockoff for anybody that wants to do plastic surgery because it's still in my mind that I might do it. I want to
still do it.
Mel wants to do it. So that is there. But I just think like that mindset of like, I'll just be happy if I could get surgery.
Well, if I can get anything.
Yeah.
It's always if I can. Yeah.
That's what I was getting to is like surgery. If it fit in this size, if I weigh this weight, mm-hmm. if I get plastic surgery, like you have to find your happy zone, mm-hmm. not contingent on anything.
Yeah. And that's why the mental health checks and going to therapy is very important mm-hmm. because I feel like if you're not mentally ready for any of these surgeries, mm-hmm. this is how like things can get little weird on the other end.
Yeah.
And that's not to like dig on anything because I didn't have therapy till last year.
So. Yeah.
And I technically don't have a therapist right now. So
she doesn't.
I do not. So there's things that I have to get done. But mm-hmm. my point is that you can still do it. It's just you need helpers. Mm-hmm. Don't be worried to ask for help. And surgeries don't solve everything.
Yeah.
It's just another tool.
And in that episode, the last episode that was just me and you, where you interviewed me about my Mounjaro journey so far, mm-hmm. we actually touched on the fact that it wasn't just Mounjaro. It was therapy for months before. Yeah. It was working with Jamie months before. Then it was the medication. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just like, if I can just get Mounjaro, I'd be happy.
Right.
It was a whole mindset rehaul that started months before.
Yeah.
Months. Like, I knew I needed help before I even thought about being on Mounjaro. So mm-hmm. remember that nothing's going to just magically fix you.
And you have to work for all these things.
Oh, yeah.
It's all work. It's really follow through. If you just, mm-hmm. if you want to take the whole, like, it's hard and it's work, mm-hmm. just it's follow through. You just have to follow through what you said you're going to do, mm-hmm. trust the process, and do the things that you're told to do to mm-hmm. help you.
Yeah.
When you go off the process, it always fucks up. Mm-hmm. It really does.
It does.
And we don't know better than these people and these doctors. And we need to take them at like face value as much as mm-hmm. we can. And then, you know, if we have to like fact check, we fact check. But still.
Yeah.
Like you still need to trust the process. It's here for a reason.
Yeah. Well, and therapy is just so important anyways in this journey. But I think especially finding, because I know I'm one of those, like I talk really bad to myself.
Yeah.
So being other than the weight, like you still have issues you need to deal with.
1,000%.
So go and do all those things and let us know.
Yeah.
When did you find that you were comfortable in your skin?
And what made you feel comfortable in your skin? Yes. Put that in the comments below.
Yes.
Before you go over to YouTube, hit the little button and the subscribe.
Yes. That's right. And go to jbyawards.com. And get your ticket to the show in DC this year.
That's right.
And also go over to oursleevelifepodcast.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you get a free ebook that.
How cool is that?
Yeah. I love it. So, all right. We love you guys, and we will see you
next time. Bye.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcasts. And don't forget to go over to patreon.com/OSLP for all your support needs.
That's right. And we even have our own website. So go over to ArsleyLivePodcast.com, sign up for our newsletter, get that free ebook, and then don't forget to get your merch. And also, we're on YouTube, guys. So type in our name, hit that bell, and hit subscribe, and you're going to see our lovely faces every single Tuesday. So thank you for listening to Arsley Live Podcast, where we are breaking that stigma one episode at a time.